If you watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'ma let some people get in here. Everybody hit the like button. Get your donations ready, you dig? Let's get it. Thanks for stopping by. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, Super Chat, Super Sticker, let's get it. Links at the top of the chat. I need everybody to hit the like button, please. Do that for me. Do that for me. I'm getting ready now. I'm seeing what I want to go over, you know?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
No clothes on, child.
I'm actually
wearing some pants, girl. You gotta put on something.
And my shirt has a little
slit. Actually, I think the link is in the one being guys.
Yeah.
I put inside the forum for
Yeah, let's get it. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. And we're getting started right now. I'm going to do my e-begging spiel, and then we're going to get right into it. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor. You dig? Starting at $5, it would make you the king of the stream, big dog of the stream, unless somebody dethrone you with a higher donation. We looking for a $25 goal for the stream to guarantee that I go live. Well, let's see. You know what? I'll do this. If we meet our $25 goal right now, I'll do another live stream tonight at 8. That's what I'll do. I'm going to do a $15 goal, you know, this afternoon for me to do a 2-hour stream right now. So if we get to $15 in the first hour, I'll go 2 hours. If we get to $25 on the whole stream, I'll come back tonight at 8. Cash App, Super Chat, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. Cash App is the preferred method. If anything go wrong, screen go blank, mic go mute, let me know ASAP in the chat. Everybody, let me know you in here. Don't just be a creep and peek. Let me know something in the chat, even if it's just where you calling from. I want to know who riding with me this afternoon. Now let's get into this ridiculous, absolutely absurd nonsense. This says, are you dating a red pill guy? Here are 3 dark tactics they use to lure women according to their exes. The truth is they respect red pill men more than they respect blue pill men. Let's get right into it. Dating can be a tough pill to swallow. A new study published in the journal Personal Relationships has uncovered some of the deceptive tactics red pill subscribers use to manipulate women. Oh, here we go. Women are always victims no matter what, right? They have no personal agency whatsoever. It's pathetic. Many of which align with the dark triad personality type research suggested. So what does that tell you? They like that. So why are we feeling sorry for them? They like the dark triad personality traits. Nobody's making them like that. Nobody's making them positively react to the dark triad personality traits. They ain't going to dive into that, though, I bet. It's going to be evil men preying on women. Typical narrative. It says, in the face of women's protests for bodily autonomy and equal opportunity across genders, disaffected men are gathering in anonymous internet forums to revel in an anti-feminist rhetoric. There emerged the Red Pill community, encompassing a global network of men who collect across various social media platforms to trade secrets of male chauvinism, including how to tame women and marital submission. I don't know if they got that right. I don't tell dudes to get married. It's a horrible deal for men. It's a horrible deal. And you really can't, like, manipulate a woman into being submissive. I mean, maybe short term, but definitely not long term. Of course, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They probably read one Reddit post and they think they got us clocked. The beautiful thing about the Red Pill community, we don't really have to recruit. As men go through life, they realize most women ain't shit, and then they find us. They come looking for answers, and we got them. They come looking for answers, and we got them for them. And if it was really poppycock and hogwash, guys would hear the information, they would try to apply it in the real world, and it wouldn't work, or it wouldn't, you know, come out to be true, and they would abandon it. If what we was talking was nonsense and it wasn't true, it wouldn't get adopted at this rate. I'll just put it out like that. It says the term red pill refers to a visual metaphor depicted in the 1999 sci-fi thriller The Matrix, in which the film's hero is asked to choose between taking a red or blue pill, with the latter representing illusions and the former leading to the uncomfortable truth. It says, speaking to the ex-partners of red pill men, the new research revealed a significant overlap between their deceptive tactics and dark triad traits. Narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy? Wow. Look out. But they're not going to touch on women's, you know, narcissism and psychopathy. They ain't going to touch on that. Because women aren't crazy at all. And yeah, women aren't narcissistic at all. Even though they got TikTok accounts with 100 fucking videos and them just talking to the camera about a bunch of nothing. Anyway, look out for the four most common warning signs of a red pill dude in the dating pool. First one, love bombing. Do red pill guys love bomb? I never heard that one. This is a first. It may sound sweet, but love bombing is a power move. The survey showed that red pill men will push to escalate a relationship and overwhelm a woman with compliments, gifts, and grand romantic gestures. That don't sound like any red pill guys I know. It really don't. I don't think this article knows the difference between pickup artists and just the different factions of the RP community. I don't even think I ever heard any pickup artists talk about, you know, giving gifts and doing grand romantic gestures. Where the hell do they get their information from? However, beneath the flattery is a desire to gain psychological control over a partner. Experts warn, in a textbook trait of narcissistic personality disorder. I just find it so ironic that narcissistic word blown up so much, considering that women are the true narcissists. It's so obvious that they're the true narcissists. And the men that they go after, a lot of times, like, those top 10% guys are narcissists, but those are the only guys that women want. So what do you want me to tell them? I don't know what you want me to tell them. It says prioritizing sex. Sex makes the world go round for the red pillars. The women surveyed agreed that sex was regarded as a top priority in the relationship. Well, that's pretty much all men, I would say, is going to put sex pretty high on that list. Often feeling pressure to meet their red pill partner's needs at the expense of their own. As sex produces hormones to encourage bonding between partners, red pill men were seen leveraging sex to reinforce more control over their partners, who felt increasingly obligated to please them. Well, why would she feel obligated to please such an evil, evil, bad man? Why didn't these women leave these toxic red pill guys the moment they caught on? Why is this article not diving into that? Oh, boy. Coaxing. The concept of coaxing can look like... Wait, what? Hold on. Can look like ingratitation? Hey, I don't know if I'm reading that wrong. Y'all can call me dumb in the comment section. Or guilt tripping. Red pill men employ these psychological tactics to manipulate their partners' emotions and control their decisions. Well, it sounds like women are pretty weak then. Based on what you're saying these men are able to do to these women, they're not strong at all. They're not strong and independent-minded at all, like the media keep telling us. It says, often threatening abandonment to make women more eager to comply, a tactic called the dread game. Red pill partners may also use passive-aggressive comments to signal disapprovement or reinforce their expectations. Sounds like something women do all the time, too. It's almost like the man got to do this to the woman, or the woman is going to do all this to the man. That's how it seems like the game goes sometimes, don't it? All right, one more. It says, vanity. Beauty is in the eye of the red pillar, who puts the alpha male on a pedestal, as he should be. The ex-partners of a red pill men reported a narcissistic preoccupation with looks, social status, intellectual superiority, and financial success. Isn't that what women put an emphasis on? They want a man who has higher social status, better looks, who's more intelligent, and more financially successful. Women are the ones that created that. That's what women want. That's what women go after. That's what women prioritize. Don't put that on us assholes. Many women surveyed recalled their red pill partner's frequent habit of flaunting wealth or touting achievements. Well, why don't these women get with some dudes who are broke and haven't achieved a damn thing? And see how that work out for them. Yeah, we know they ain't gonna do that, though. Can't make this crap up, man. You really can't. How we doing, y'all? How we doing? How we doing in the chat? Is everybody hitting the like button? What up, T. Orlando? We got 10 people in here. Appreciate everybody for stopping by. Let's get the donations up. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. Cash App preferred. You dig? Let's get into the next video. Let me see how many likes I got. I only got 2 likes? Nah, man. Nah. I'ma chill here and sip on some water for a little bit until y'all get my likes up. I'm chilling. I got 11 people watching. I only got 3 likes. Nah, man. I'm about to sip some water, man. I'ma sip some tea till y'all get them likes up. I'm going to get started once y'all get them likes up. 11 people watching. I still only see 3 likes. I'm chilling. I ain't got nowhere to be. You know, I'm chilling. I ain't doing nothing. I'm chilling, y'all. I got my feet up. I'm sipping water. I don't give a damn if y'all leave. You know, y'all might say, fuck this nigga ain't saying nothing. I'm leaving. Y'all can leave. If y'all rather leave than hit the like button, I want you to leave. How about that? Ain't got nothing to do. I need at least 8 likes. Once I get 8 likes, we're going to get started.
you. I gotta be able to see y'all faces. Dez, I see your face. King Sa, I'm gonna have to check your room. Raven, let's start with you. You ready? Oh, you look ready. I love this.
Hi.
You look good, girl. Where are you calling us from?
Thank you. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte. How old are you, love?
I'm 34 years old.
34 years old. It just hurt my soul to hear 34 years old. I mean, we already know what age the women are going to be on Kendra G. It's rarely under 25. You know, they don't need to come on Kendra G 25 and earlier, you know. It's just a huge red flag when a woman got to go on an online dating app or online show or online anything. Men holler at women. You know what I mean? So they at a crossroads in their life. When they gotta publicly embarrass themselves on Kendra G to try to get a man. Maybe a lot of these women just trying to get their likes up or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just mental illness. So what do we think about our looks, fellas? Give me a 1 to 5 in the chat. 1 to 5 in the chat. What we ranking her looks? And hit the like button, please. I mean, she cool. I mean, I would say average at best. So I'm gonna say 5. Well, no, on a scale from 1 to 5, I would give her a 2.5. What we ranking her, y'all?
34. What you do for a living?
I'm in the beauty industry.
Beauty industry, okay. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have a 15-year-old daughter.
Have you ever been married?
I was engaged to her father.
Okay. What's your zodiac sign?
That wasn't a motherfucking question. It genuinely wasn't the question, though. I just want to throw that out there. So, 15-year-old daughter, and she 34. So, if I'm not mistaken, hold on. Hold on. If I'm not mistaken, she was 19 when she had her daughter. So, she's a teen mom. I don't believe she was engaged. I think a lot of women just say that to take the edge off. So it don't seem like she was a baby mama. But if you ain't get married, you're still a baby mama. Engaged don't count. And him saying, I'm going to marry you one day, bae, that ain't engaged. I just want to throw that out there. Nice chair, though.
I'm a Leo.
Why did you guys get married?
He passed away.
No, that's terrible. Sorry to hear that.
God forgive my soul. But see, you just got to be careful with stuff like this. With stories like this, she was engaged, but they ain't get married because he passed away. It's like, I'm highly skeptical. You know, what probably happened was he said, I'm going to marry you one day, bae. That was the engagement. And then they probably broke up. And then like 5 years later, he got killed. So now she phrased the story as, oh, we was engaged, but the reason we didn't get married is because he passed away. That's how they play. That's how they play with words to make themselves seem less pathetic. But I could be wrong. God forgive me. I could be wrong. But I still want to teach y'all that lesson. This is how you got to listen when you listen to these women talk. You can't take what they say at face value at all.
Okay, we got Raven, Charlotte, North Carolina, 34, Leo, beauty industry, mom to a 14-year-old, her child's father passed on. I think I have it all. What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
I'm looking for a provider, God-fearing.
Oh, whoa. Look at Kendra's face. We already got started with the bullshit. I'm gonna do my same spiel that I always give when these post-wall women talk about a provider. A provider is over with after 25. 18 to 25 is provider years. You know what I mean? A provider, I'm going to explain this again. I'm going to explain it every time. A provider is for a woman who is going to stay at home with 2 to 3 kids. Man, let me break down what that entails. Homeschooling, 3 meals and some snacks, you know, cleaning, house spotless when the man get home. You know what I mean? Did I say homeschooling already? I'm going to say it again. Homeschool the kids. You know what I mean? And not just not just hamburger helper, healthy meals. Because it's a lot of women who could throw down, but they're killing their family with what they're feeding their family. It's not just about a woman knowing how to cook or a woman cooking for a family. She's supposed to be cooking nutritious meals that's going to keep the diabetes away, the cancer away, all that stuff away. From 18 to 25, a woman who's going to do all that, that's who gets a provider. If you ain't doing all that, forget about that provider stuff. Take that word out of your vocabulary. After a certain age, take it out. I said 25, but let's just say I'm being nice. Damn sure after 30, forget about provider. You working for a lifetime. The fuck you talking about a provider? After she done already been ran through by the hood, now she want a provider. If you couldn't lock down a provider in your 20s, you don't deserve one from now on after that point. You looking for a damn fool now.
A leader, someone who is family oriented, someone who is kind, someone who, let's see, what else do I want in a man? Someone who's takes care of their bodies.
Oh boy, family oriented. What, family oriented to take care of your 15-year-old daughter and you? That's not his family. That's another man saved game. Like, what do you mean family oriented? Your daughter, does she come with that? I'm sure you mean your daughter, right? But he ain't make that kid. A man should be family oriented for the kids and family he made, not another man family. Ain't that a bitch? And see, that's why the con comes in. Because only a con soft motherfucker would go for this deal. That's why they emphasize con. AKA, I want a damn fool. Who gonna be nice and kind, even though I don't deserve a nice and kind man.
Who works out, eats healthy, someone who wants to have a family, who wants to lead. Did you say everything? God-fearing. Someone who works hard, is not content with average. So, yeah.
what a statement to say. Not content with average. Well, if he getting with you, he content with below average. That's the harsh reality of it. A 34-year-old single mom, never married, who've just been having sex all these years. And let's just say this. Got to deal with the trauma of her, you know, fiance dying. Probably getting killed tragically in the streets. I'm sure it was a pookie. I highly doubt he died in a car crash or a medical condition. He probably got smoked. So you got to deal with that trauma. Ma'am, you're below average in every way, as far as what men like. So that takes a lot of nerve, man. You got a lot of nerve to say some man who's not content with average. No, you want a man who's going to settle for below average. What the fuck are you talking about? I need answers.
Okay. You started off, first word you said was provider.
I'm a spot right there.
What does provider mean to you? It was the first thing you said, child.
Someone who takes care of home. So someone who goes out there and works and makes sure the house is taken care of, the bills are paid. And like I said, someone who's a leader, someone who knows how to lead a household. I want a manly man.
Look, man, most men know how to lead a household. I don't need you to dictate how I lead, though, and that's the energy I'm getting. Most men can lead a bitch. You feel me? Shout out to Preston. See, this is the type of woman, she'll follow you if you lead how she think you should lead. That's the vibe I'm getting, and I'm sure that's the vibe y'all getting. And I'm also getting the vibe, if you don't pay all the bills, I'm not following you. Never mess with a chick like that. If a chick only following you because you paying all the bills, she ain't following you, she following the money, bro. She following the money. I don't want to be part of the household where I'm only respected based on the check I slap on the table at the end of the week. I'm not going to be a part of that household. Fellas, if she don't respect you broke, then you shouldn't be with her. Because she don't respect your manhood at that point. Like I said, she respect your money.
So, yeah.
So do you expect him to pay you all the bills?
Majority.
Majority.
Okay. We got Nah, well, let's go back. Stand on it. I hate when they don't stand on it. Stand on what you're saying. Don't, you know, yeah, kind of. I mean, pretty much, you know what you want to say. Say what you want to say. Don't be coy. Let's check that out again.
And like I said, someone who's a leader, someone who knows how to lead a household. Who I want a manly man. So, yeah.
So, do you expect him to pay all the bills?
Majority.
No, don't try to clean it up. Just shake your head and say yes. How you gonna get what you want? And you sound like you unsure about what you want. Come on now. You a strong black woman. Stand on it. Y'all stand on everything else. Don't be shy now. It's showtime. You on the Kendra G show.
Majority. Okay, we got there early.
Especially if he wants me to like have children. Like, you know, as moms, you know how we get sick sometimes with pregnancy and stuff like that. I need him to be able to take care of the household if I'm unable to work. You know what I'm saying?
But look, a man who could do this, why would he have a woman who's at geriatric pregnancy? Have you ever pondered that? They don't think about the other side. Why would this man want this deal? You know? See, they really want a man who never been able to pull a chick. That's the only type of guy who would sign up for this. A dude who just feel lucky to have a bitch around him. A dude who just feel lucky that a woman is giving him attention and cracking her legs from time to time. That's it. A man who get any type of action from women is not standing up for this. They want an inexperienced man. They want the successful man who never did well with the ladies, so he gullible. Easily tricked. Easily bamboozled. You know what I mean? Let's get them donations up. We're looking to meet a $15 donation goal to go 2 hours right now. And if we meet our $25 whole stream goal, I'll come back tonight at 8. Cash App, Super Chat, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. Let's get it.
So
you're open to having more kids. In that dynamic, you want to be a stay-at-home mom?
I want to have the option to be a stay-at-home mom. Yeah. Okay. Because sometimes, you know, you never know with being pregnant sometimes or having babies. You know, you might be sick. Pregnancy can make you sick sometimes. So, yeah, I want to have the option. I don't want to have to worry about if I have to stay out of work for, you know, a few months. We can't afford to pay the bills, you know, because I do well by myself, so.
Oh, you do well by yourself, but the first thing you said you want in a man is a provider. What's the point of women doing good by themselves then? Because all that do is, you know, shrinkens. Wait, is that a word? All that does is shrinks their dating pool. Your money is irrelevant if you want a man to come in and be a provider. So you shouldn't even mention that. Don't even mention that because that's going to turn a dude off. You talking this provider, 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 but I do well myself. Well, if you do well yourself, run that check. Run that check, man. No respectable man, no man worth his weight, whatever you want to call it, is going to let a woman do well herself, but he cover all the bills. I don't care if he make $250K. If you make $70K, you running that $70K or 50 of it or something. Yeah, you running that.
I would hope that a man can come and add to it or make it easier for me.
Okay, so you said in the dynamic, so...
But you're contradicting yourself. Now you're saying, I just want a man to add to what I'm doing. No, you said you want a full provider. Which one is it? Make up your mind, bitch.
Is this a dynamic? Is this something you want regardless of kids or not? Let's just say he's not interested in having more kids. He already has kids.
Right. Pretty much. I mean, I'm okay with like working together, but overall, I feel like I like a man that wants to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
See, I'm going to say it again. She associates you leading with money. Stay away from women like that. Women like that are not worth being taken serious. I want him to be able to lead. That don't got shit to do with leading. A man can lead you making no money. He really can. Leadership don't got nothing to do with money. But women don't get it. They ain't smart enough to get it.
I feel like most men who have their stuff together, they don't mind that. They want to take care of the household. They want to lead the family. They want to pay the bills. You know, I never... I was with the same man since I was 17, but I never had an issue with that. You know, he wanted to pay the bills. I worked, but, you know, I would hope that...
We're going to run that back. Shout out to Steve M. with the $2 donation. He says, walk away, build a homestead. They provide no value. Yeah, most of them don't. They really don't, especially at this age with a kid. Nah, outside of wedlock, nah. This woman ain't going to add no value.
A man can come and add to it or make it easier for me.
Yeah, everybody shout out. Shout out Steve M. You know what I mean? Shout out Steve M. for sending in the first donation. Appreciate you, Steve M. Everybody show him love.
Is this something you want regardless of kids or not? Let's just say he's not interested in having more kids. He already has kids.
Right. Pretty much. I mean, I'm okay with like working together, but overall I feel like I like a man that wants to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? I feel like most men who have their stuff together, they don't mind that. They want to take care of the household. They want to lead the family. They want to pay the bills. You know, I was with the same man since I was 17, but I never had an issue with that. You know, he wanted to pay the bills. I worked, but, you know.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So I don't think we even got there. What are your deal breakers?
Someone who has multiple baby mamas. Someone who has bad hygiene, who doesn't go to the dentist every 6 months. someone who calls women out of the name bitches and hoes. I don't want a man who speaks to women like that.
Look, I always say it. What they say they don't want is what they've been dealing with. That's what she's been dealing with for the past 15 years. Niggas who don't take a shower, niggas who don't go to the dentist, and niggas who call women bitches and hoes. She fed up with it now. She ready to move to a different chapter in life. Because think about it. A woman who don't even mess with them type of dudes in the first place, that wouldn't even be on her mind to say. You know what I mean? Women who date classy gentlemen, she don't even know about men who call women bitches and hoes. I mean, she know about them, but that's just not in her world. That wouldn't even be on her mind to say.
Someone who, I said, who's out of shape, who doesn't take care of their bodies, someone who's not close with their family, someone who's lazy and wants to play video games all the time, someone who's not open to travel. I think that covers most.
Oh, she just exposed herself. See, this is another big misconception about providing. Providing is, I make sure we got a roof over our head and food in our mouth. Not lobster and steak, not a fancy house, not trips 6 times a year. All that traveling, that's out. You paying for all the traveling, I hope. I hope you intend on paying all the traveling. Since, I mean, you got a good job, right? See, providing is covering bills. It ain't nothing extra. A provider man could mean he's paying bare minimum and the wife at home cutting coupons. See, a lot of these women want to be married, but they're not wives. Wives cut coupons. Wives work 3 jobs if they man get laid off until he get back on his feet. That's what wives do. You bitches don't know nothing about that. So stop talking about being a wife and stop talking about getting a provider. Y'all want all the pros of something and none of the cons. Wives go through the hard times with a man and pick them back up if need be for the family's sake. Wives try to figure out new ways to save money, not new ways to spend money. You know? Y'all hoes don't know nothing about that.
most of it.
All right, should he look a certain way?
Yes. Well, I'm 5'7", so I would like someone at least, I know that's what all the women want, but I would like to have someone at least 6 feet or tall.
Fuck you. See, and this is another thing. It would even make more sense if they like, look, I don't care what he look like. I don't care how tall he is. I'm just looking for a provider. If you're a provider, I'm rocking with you and I'm getting on your program. At least that makes sense on some level. But they want these 6'3", in shape providers who are emotionally intelligent and also God-fearing and don't ever refer to a woman as a hoe. This is La La Land. This is a fairy tale, man. Because the crazy thing, there's a dude out there who will provide for this bitch and her 15-year-old daughter. But it ain't going to be some tall, handsome, in shape dude. It's going to be some fat 53-year-old dude with bad teeth. You better take what you can get if you want a provider that bad.
Caller, I would love someone who's in shape, who takes pride in their appearance and goes to the gym, tries to eat healthy, eat a lot of protein. So, yeah. I would like for them to be in shape, nice teeth, and yeah.
Okay. You're not the female equivalent to that. Like, she's talking about a 0.3% man. She's talking about an elite man. Why the fuck would he pick you out of all his options? Why are you underestimating that great man's options? And what is she, 34? Oh, yeah, she done, man. She's done. A 35-year-old man that she describing? Oh, yeah. He got 20 to 25-year-olds knocking down his door. They never account for his options.
Let's do the Kendra Cam. They've been asking for the Kendra Cam since you said provider, girl.
I don't know why. Oh, okay. Okay, hold on. That
let
makes
me see
sense.
How to do this. Hold on. Let me see. Because I know you like it. Let me see.
I love that you were set up and ready. So thank you for that.
I mean, it ain't bad. I mean, it's cool. What we rating the Kendra Cam? I mean, she cool, man. She just cool. She coming across way better than, you know, most of the women who on the Kendra G show. But she still past her prime. She would be blessed to get a man who make 50K and willing to put up with all her shit. That would be a blessing. I would say, well, we already came up to this conclusion that after 35, a woman don't qualify for a man with his stuff together. After 35, you do not get a man with his stuff together. Don't even ask for it after 35. You aged out of getting a guy who got his stuff together at 35 or older. So she got one more year to even get a man who make 25K. And after that, she's going to have to find a man where she can pay his bills. Or just be in pump, or just be a pump and dump for the rest of your life. That's an option. And I say, look, at 40, just a relationship, a serious relationship period is over at 40. Just completely forget about a serious relationship with a man after 40. If you couldn't get it figured out in 22 years, just let it go.
Okay, we see you. All right, don't play with her. She came ready.
I don't want to turn around because I know all the girls be trying to turn around, show their body.
No,
so.
You don't have to show. You don't have to turn around. It's not a requirement. Yeah. All right, we got you, mama. Raven, when was your last relationship?
2 years ago. That's when he passed.
When he passed on. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Wait, hold on. Did she just tell on herself? Am I missing something? Maybe she didn't. She had her kid at 19, and she said she was engaged, but the dude passed away. But I guess she never said it was the baby daddy. You just never know with these hoes, man. These hoes be lying.
I skipped out.
When he passed on.
Hit the like button.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
I skipped that one. But-
Surprise, surprise, surprise. When y'all think she last got, you know, knocked down? Let me know in the comments. I'm going to say this month.
It's been a while.
No, it hasn't.
Three flaws you have to work on.
I'm opinionated. I think I know everything sometimes. So
but you want a provider. See, they don't understand providers. Providers don't want to hear that shit. If he paying all the bills, he don't want to hear your opinions. And another thing, she was talking about options earlier. Nah, man, alpha male providers, you don't got all them type of options. You're going to do what the fuck he say when he say it. Not like a dictator, but you pretty much going to do what he say and get on his program. It ain't all these multiple choices. You're going to do what the fuck I say. Yeah, everybody hit the like button, please. Appreciate you, Preston.
I need to work on that.
It's not funny.
I hold grudges sometimes as well, so I'm working on that. So I guess holding grudges, being more forgiving, and sometimes I can be a bit of a procrastinator of certain things. So yeah.
So she hold grudges. She too opinionated. No, don't know when to shut the fuck up. And she procrastinate cleaning up the house while you providing. She gonna procrastinate and not do shit around the house. This is a horrible deal. And you gotta deal with her smart mouth ass 15-year-old daughter. And if the daughter get mad at you, she gonna say you looked at her a certain way. This is just a horrible deal for a top tier 35-year-old man.
Okay, all right. And why would a guy be lucky to be with you, Raven?
I'm wonderful. I'm loving. I'm kind. I work hard to take care of myself. And when I love really hard. I know how to speak life into my man. I'm nurturing. I'm an excellent cook as well.
Okay.
I'm super family oriented. And so, yeah, I think, and I know how to love a man. I've had a man for 14 years, so...
Okay, I'll give her credit. I gotta say something positive. If she kept a man for 14 years, that's some legit shit. That's way more than what most Kendra G contestants can say. I still wouldn't say this is a good option, but that is a huge green flag that she kept a man around for 14 years. I gotta give it to her. I'm glad I could say something positive for a change. That's a huge green flag.
You know, I know how to love a man.
She knows how to love a man. Let's do it. Raven, or should he be in Charlotte?
No, he doesn't have to be in Charlotte. I actually want to move out of Charlotte now. I'm from Charlotte. I've been here all my life. So I would love to move out of Charlotte and see what else the world has to offer.
And could he have kids already?
Yeah, one or two. Just no multiple baby mamas.
Okay. I'll read this question for you. All right, we got a question for you. Divine Photo says, if the man's going to pay all the bills, what are you going to do to contribute to him? Hopefully you don't think you're just going to sit there and be pretty.
What do you really mean by that? Like, you know... A woman knows what to do if a man pays the bills. Like, we know what a real woman knows what to do to help a man, you know, if he's paying all the bills.
I just don't know if what y'all bringing is worth a man paying all the bills. Okay, cooking and cleaning, that's just bare minimum adult shit if you live in a house. I mean, cracking your legs from time to time. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Then he got to hear your mouth. And not to mention, he got to get along with your daughter. He got to get along with your mama, your daddy, your cousins. I'm sure you got some obnoxious-ass girlfriends that's going to be in the mix. It ain't really worth it. Nah.
So, I don't know where you're going with that, but I wouldn't just sit at home and do nothing, basically.
All right. She wouldn't just sit at home and do nothing. Okay. Well, let's get to it, Raven. Are you on the Kendra G Singles dating app?
I had it. I did. I'll create it again. But I was having a lot of issues with it. It was like a lot of the same pictures for different people, and I think they were like African.
All right, I'm over it. Oh wait, what the? Oh, let's see. Hold on, let me. Do I wanna? Let's do it. Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's get them donations up. If y'all want a 2-hour stream right now, and if y'all want me to come back at 8 tonight, let's get the donations up. If not, I'm going to hop off probably just for the rest of the night after I do this next one.
Okay, I can't play these games with y'all, so let me go to Dez. All right, Dez, I'm going to go to you. You ready?
Yes, how you doing?
Okay, Dez, where you calling me from, baby?
Ohio, Macedonia, Ohio.
She didn't give, I don't think she gave a financial requirement, that last lady. If I'm not mistaken, y'all can let me know in the chat. Did that last lady say exactly how much he had to make? I think she said 6 figures. It's 6 figures. Every woman want a man who make at least 100K, because that's only 70K after taxes. You need at least that to be able to cover all the bills. So pretty much every woman want a man that makes it, that make 100K. Because, I mean, yeah, 70K after taxes is enough to, it's enough for her to not technically have to work. So, yeah, just never get it fucked up. Regardless of if a woman say it or not, a woman want a grown-ass 35-plus-year-old man to at least make 100K. Period.
Ohio, how old are you?
37.
37. What you do for a living?
Nursing manager. Okay, and a school owner.
And a school owner?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. First off, she got a deep-ass voice. Like, that's a deep-ass voice. That would just turn me off immediately. But second, she keep looking off to the side. Like, why you ain't paying attention? This a big moment. Like, stop looking at whatever you looking at. Focus. You should have called in at a better time. But third, you own a school? I don't think she owns a school. Am I missing something? Do school owner mean something else? Am I missing something, y'all? I ain't saying I'm the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I don't think she's a school owner. The fuck?
Nursing manager and a school owner. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have 2 adult children.
How are your 2 adult children?
22 and 21.
Oh, hold on. See, they stories just don't add up. She said, first she was about to say she was 27. And you could kind of slip up on your words, but usually, nah. Like, if somebody asks me how old I am, I'm in my 30s. I've never done that. If somebody asked me how old I was like, oh, 20. I don't think I'm in my 20s. That wouldn't even pop up in my brain to accidentally start to say 20s. But then she said, okay, I'm 37. But she said she got a 22-year-old. So wait a minute. wait a minute. 37 minus 22. So she had a kid when she was 15? Man, hell no. Don't mess with this. A woman who had a kid at 15, but she grew up to be a school owner. Ain't that a bitch? I'm proud of you then, sis.
Okay. Both by the same man?
No, by 2.
Have you ever been married?
Yep, I was married 15 years. We were together 21.
Oh, when did you get divorced?
2022.
Something ain't adding up, man. Help me out, y'all. Help me out. I need y'all to do some math in the chat or something. Hold on, man. You had a kid when you were 15. Okay, you're 37 now. So, wait. Am I tripping, y'all? Did she just say she was married she was married for 15 years and she's 37? So, hold on. So, she was married since she was 22, had a kid at 15. They was married at, what, 20, 21? Nah, the math ain't mathing, y'all. Please, somebody tell me in my trip. Let's just rewind, and y'all can help me out, man. Yeah, just let me know something, man, if I'm tripping.
What you do for a living?
A nursing manager. Okay. And a school owner.
And a school owner?
Yes.
Okay. Nursing manager and a school owner. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have two adult children.
How are your two adult children?
22 and 21.
Okay. Both by the same man?
No, by two.
Have you ever been married?
Yep, I was married 15 years. We were together 21.
Oh, when did you get divorced?
Married for 15 years, together for 21, and she's 37. My brain hurt. Fuck it. I'll just say the math ain't mathing.
2022. Okay. That's when I filed. The divorce was final in 2023, the end, December.
Okay. So a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Daz, what's your zodiac sign?
Gemini.
So we got Daz, Ohio, 37, Gemini, nursing manager. Mom to two, by two men, was once married. What kind of man you looking for?
Whew, genuine, good-hearted, know what they want out of life, and spiritual.
Okay.
I'm not too picky.
Not too picky. What are your deal breakers?
Daily smokers, poor hygiene, no ambition. Liars.
Okay. And should he look a certain way?
All you qualify for is a man with no ambition. Because like I said, the rule here at the MDC show, after 35, you don't qualify for a man with his shit together ever again. Men with their shit together deserve better women than you. That's the harsh reality of it. Get you a motherfucker who work at McDonald's. Get you a motherfucker who in between places, he couch surfing. That's your level now. From now on, should have stayed with your fucking husband.
I would prefer tall and good dental hygiene, beard, preferably, but that's not deal breakers for me. Okay. I like people for their personality. They soul, like how they treat people.
Okay.
This woman seemed like the typical bitchy black manager at all the jobs they be working at. Like, she seemed like she, I wouldn't want to work for her. I'm sure she hell at the job if she in any type of position of power. She claimed that she is.
He make a certain amount of money.
Financially stable. Can take care of himself. And if we were to live together, be able to take care at least half of the household.
Okay. Let's do the Kendra Cam, Daz. Okay. Let's see this dress, girl. Okay.
Is that a waist trainer? Like, what we rating the vibe 1 to 5? Let me know. Let me, a big bowl of bitcheries, loony, baloney, misery. Yeah, that looked like a waist trainer, y'all. That's waist trainer vibes right there. Oh, man, possible BBL, too. I wonder if she's going to do the spin. Yeah, this is just get in the gym, ma'am. Just get in the gym. They try to do too many damn shortcuts. And then sharp nails is a black flag. Don't ever fuck with a bitch who actually have demon claws on her hands. Something that's not mentally right about somebody who want to actually get claws on their hands. That's just not feminine at all. Let's see if she do the spin. Let's see if it's a BBL. Let's get them donations in. Cash App, Super Chat, PayPal, all at the top of the chat. Super Chat, Super Sticker, let's get it. Let's get to our $15 goal.
You got a body on you, girl. So, Daz, do you want the guy to be in Ohio?
No, he doesn't have to be.
Okay. You're 37. What's the age range you want to date?
35 to 50.
35 to 50. Okay. When was your last relationship?
My marriage.
Okay. Before I get there, you don't have to answer, but mm-hmm. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Last year.
Okay. Three flaws you have to work on.
Being on time. Whew. Yeah. Being on time.
Big tattoo on her hand. Is that a heart and a Q? Like, what is that? Some nigga named Q? Is that her husband? Yeah, tattoos on the hand is a no-go, too. And is that a ring on her finger? I don't know. But yeah, the claws and the hand tattoos, this is masculine. And she got a deep voice? No. No, no. Only a man, the only man who's gonna fuck with this is a man who down bad in many aspects of life.
Being more direct and... not procrastinating when I got to follow up on it's simple stuff, like stuff related to like getting stuff done around the house or something like that.
Okay. So we got Des, Ohio. Why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
Ooh, I'm open-minded. I adapt to change very well. I'm not judgmental. Sheesh, like I can give whatever the man gives, I can give exactly what he gives back and more. I'm loving, family oriented, all of the above.
Okay. All of the above, my nigga, you feel me? That's why you would be lucky to be with me, my nigga. All of the above. Nah, no thank you. Alright, I'm out. Thanks for stopping by, y'all. I'm going to catch y'all tomorrow then, Monday, 8 p.m. Central. Let's go out the professional way. You dig?